Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug.
Coming to you from you know where on Franklin Avenue in LACA. It's Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. And tonight, this is, oh shit, is my microphone tweak on me? Okay, here we go. Tonight, I brought from the nearly sold out Doug Loves Scary Movies tour of three cities. I have some Doug Loves Movies, Scary Movies, posters that I have signed, and everyone tonight who brought a name tag, even the shittiest name tag you could imagine, is going to get one of these signed posters by the great Box Brown out of Philadelphia. Hey, there's blood on the table. Yeah, did you notice that?
No.
Look at that right there. Disgusting. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Michelle.
Michelle, and you made Michelle and or High Water. Michelle or High Water, I get it. And what's yours?
Jenny Given Sunday.
Nice job. You got a poster. Everyone over here, no poster for you. Sorry, who else has got a name tag? Oh, he's got one. Steve and Tiffany's Infinite Playlist. And Joe versus... Because your name is Joe?
Yeah.
Good job. Didn't have to change shit. Oh, this is gonna. I think this is gonna work out almost perfect. We got Jose and the Pussycats. That's a good one. Oh, yours is on your phone. Hang on a second. Let me put that one on hold. This guy went to the trouble of taking a drawing from a child. Who's instead of Jojo Rabbit? Josh O'Rabbit? And you're Josh? All right. Good job, Josh. All right, the phone one gets one. Close enough. And what's that piece of paper back there, but can you pass one back to her for pretending she brought some sort of name tag? And that guy's got a physical name tag on his person, so let's pass this one back to him. And I think that worked out perfect. I think I brought the perfect amount, and I'm sure the listeners love that part. That's some riveting podcasting right there. And then straight into the plugs. Doug plugs. Saturday, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Improv in San Jose. Doug Loves Movies comes to the Improv in Miami for the first time ever on Saturday, November 23rd. And, and then I just didn't even bother finishing that sentence. But lots more shows coming up. Doug out to Martha Kelly, who's going to join us tonight, but she wasn't feeling well. Get better, Martha. She's not going to listen to this. For the prize bag, I brought a very cool Nike duffel bag that I got sent to me by Amazon Original Content that's promoting Britney Runs a Marathon. Yeah, I tried really hard to get Jillian Bell on the show to, promote the movie, but their schedule didn't allow for it, so they sent me this bag. And now it's a prize bag. And then a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and from our friends at Magical Butter, rubber tray you can make your own weed butter in. And I was just in Las Vegas, had a very good time there. I went and saw America's Got Talent live. The winners of the last season all came out and did their thing. I just brought you guys a copy of Las Vegas Magazine. So I think that's everything. Plus stuff brought by my guests. We've got four chairs. Let's bring them out here. Please give it up for Justin Hubble, Jonathan Burns, Matt Besser, and Dustin Ibarra. Listen, the crowd go nuts.
Oh, there's my blood.
Hot panel. This is exciting. This is a great group of dudes. My show is an endless dude parade. I keep trying to get ladies to come on the show, and then they get sick that afternoon and say I can't make it. And I'm like, why can't you just get sick when I ask you? Want to do the show next Tuesday? No, I'm going to be sick. plan ahead. Let me know in advance. But let's meet the guests individually, starting with a first-timer on the program who goes by Justin Hubble, everybody.
Thank you.
Comedy phenom out of Philadelphia, Boston, I mean. And no, you don't do comedy, do you,
I
Justin?
Don't, no. Thank
no,
you.
Justin is here because he's here on a grant. No, he donated money to a charity auction on my friend Jimmy Pardo does the Pardcast-a-thon, and so he jumped on an auction to be a guest on Doug Loves Movies, and the money goes to a great organization called Smile Train. And how much money did you end up having to, do you mind saying?
No.
I mean, I could go do the research and get back to you. Yeah. How much did you donate?
Well, I remember the last bit was $420, so it was something around $1,204.20.
$1,200?
Yes.
To sit here right now?
Amazingly, yeah.
These people are right there, and they paid $9.
I've paid more for less.
$10.50 with service charges, I think. Is that what it comes to?
Yeah,
$10.50. There you go. We're trying to keep the price down for you guys. But Justin, thank you for doing that. That means that four children are going to get, that surgery to repair a cleft palate, and changes their lives. So it's very cool that you did that.
Very happy to do it. Thanks, Doug.
Also joining us for the first time, and this is such great timing because I was just talking about AGT. It's Jonathan Burns, everybody.
Yeah.
What?
Thank you.
I discovered Jonathan watching America's Got Talent this last summer.
Yes.
And I was very entertained by your first performance on
Thank
the show
you.
When you came out. And nobody knew what to expect from, you know, what you were going to do.
Yeah, I crawled out of a suitcase that Terry Crews rolled on the stage.
Now, so how much do you weigh, if you don't mind me asking?
134.4. That's
okay.
What I have today.
So that's yeah. not, that's
I've
insane.
Weighed that.
Yeah. So that's not 12. A bad amount for Terry Crews to have to drag out.
Yeah, he was able to handle it, which
yeah,
is nice.
Yeah, that's very nice. I was thinking about trying to get you to do that tonight.
Yeah.
Like say, hey, let's see what's in the prize bag, and open up a suitcase that I drag
oh,
out,
yeah, no.
And then you get out of it.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to.
And then Terry Crews comes out and takes you away.
Oh my goodness.
He's mine. I own this boy.
Oh, don't make me choose between Doug and Terry. Oh no.
But yeah, I don't. There's no like ramps or anything to this stage, so it would have been rough to.
There actually is a ramp, so that's a bad excuse.
What is a ramp?
There's a ramp right over there.
What?
All right. This isn't for the listener.
Oh man, you really almost tricked me. That's Matt Besser, everybody.
Yeah, ramping it up.
Pot humor. Tell us about it.
I have a new stand-up special called Pot Humor. We filmed it in Portland, Oregon, in front of a completely high audience that was able to keep getting high.
Nice.
There you go. Nice, right?
Nice is right.
She gets it.
Yeah, she sure does.
Like, you guys could be high, but you're not going to be able to keep getting high. Yeah. And most stand-ups will come out here and go, I got a funny stand-up special. I'm talking about the audience. Right. The audience makes the you guys are the best part of everything, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We can't
Yes.
We can't do it without an audience.
I didn't even do my material that night. I was so psyched about the audience. I was just filming the audience.
Finally, it's their turn to shine.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't have any jokes. What's up with you?
I think they call that crowd work.
No, I didn't. But crowd work, you do jokes. I would just move on.
You just.
And what's up with you?
How are you doing? Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do this for an hour.
I enjoy that.
Yeah. But my special is out right now on Apple, on DirecTV, on Amazon, on all those kind of VOD services.
Cool.
Yeah. Get it. Check
Get
it out.
It, check
Rent it,
out.
It. Rate it.
Pot humor.
Pot humor. Thanks, yeah. Doug.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for being here. You were a great guest.
I only paid $900 to be here.
It's only going to fix two faces.
Nice. Nice. Oh, if we're going to get dark, have more Terry Crews jokes.
And actually, 900 would be about 3.5 faces, maybe 3. Anyway, Dustin Ibarra is here!
Yeah. Thank you.
Dude, so glad that you're able to make it. I did call you last minute because you're filling in for Martha Kelly. Do you mind if I... Could you answer a question I was going to ask her?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
All right, here we go. What was it like working with Adam Driver in Marriage Story?
A little handsy. Yeah. Good guy, but I mean, come on. Get with the times, buddy. That was my impression, too, Martha. No, I'm just kidding.
You really nailed it all the way around.
No, thanks for having me.
That was perfect, dude.
I wasn't doing anything. What was I going to do? I was playing VR tonight. You know, that's all. Just
that was the plan?
Rift. Yeah, pretty
VR
much.
VR and chill?
VR and chill, bro. Yeah. Shoot some people that aren't there, these Nazi zombies, and chill, man. But I'm doing this, and this is a lot better.
Well, this is, yes.
Yes.
I have a question, starting with Matt Besser on the other end of the table.
Okay.
About what you brought for the prize bag.
Well, I brought my, may I help you? I got to get rid of my CDs before people forget what they are. So this is my May I Help You Dumbass Prank CD, my Freak Dance the Movie DVD, and some matches for my pot humor special right here. There you go.
That's really nice.
There you go.
That's a wonderful collection of items. Oh, several packets of matches.
Just start a fire.
Yeah. I mean, are CDs flammable? Will they just be able to turn around and light these things on fire?
Oh, they're just going to burn my gifts in protest just right away?
I mean, you just get, you gave
at
them
at least watch them first so you know you're protesting.
You ruined them, you know?
Yeah. Well, smoke them, maybe.
You got pyromaniacs in the making with these matches.
Oh, what if I got a rumor out there? If you buy the vinyl, I made it out of hemp, and you can smoke it after you play it.
Everyone gets a lung infection. Just it's not him.
I smoked and he told me it was cool, bro. It was made out of just vitamin E extract only. Anyone?
Yeah.
No, what is that?
The vapes that are killing people, it's because of bad vitamin E.
Whoa, vitamins are bad?
I knew I was on this.
I had a feeling.
Just in a fly-by-night vape.
Oh, okay.
You know, you got to get your vapes from trusted sources. You know how we are when someone passes you a vape?
Oh, man.
I'm going to need to see the source on this.
Definitely.
I'm going to need to see some paperwork. It's like every time I ride an elevator in a hotel and it says they have the permit in the office, I go to the office.
Yeah. The problem is the office is always on the top floor.
It's
so you've got to use the shitty elevator to get there.
It's always a catch-22, isn't it, man? What do you have for the prize bag, Mr. Burns?
I have my prizes here.
Oh, the bag says prizes on it.
That's right. I brought an official Jonathan Burns sweatband.
Oh,
extra long.
I have an official Jonathan Burns action figure.
Really? Is it like a Stretch Armstrong?
It is. It does. It stretches and bends.
Okay.
If you want to check that out. It's also
bendy,
a pit.
Not stretchy.
And I brought, just for your audience, a...
Oh, no.
Wallet!
Ooh, that's fancy. Oh.
And inside there is an ArcLight gift card for $25.
What?
Whoa!
Oh, my God. And a crisp $1 bill.
How thoughtful!
Holy shit. Wait a minute, is that your branded wallet?
No.
It's just a wallet.
Just a wallet.
Did you steal that fucking wallet off someone? This says Mary Jones in it.
Awesome. I want the sweatband. This is awesome. I could do some damage with this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the bendy guy is also sticky, so you could throw it against the surface.
Not quite, but
Damn.
But you can throw me against the surface, and I
do like throwing them against things. But this button, the whole thing's cool.
Thank you,
Jonathan. And you know, I said that I wanted to have you come out of a suitcase at the top of the show or something, but that didn't seem practical because there's too many ramps here. And we would sit around going, which ramp should we use?
It's all ramps in here.
Yeah, it's so many ramps that it would just be like a total ramp headache. And
I think we're on an incline right now.
The whole place is a ramp.
Yeah, and, big ramp city.
But so I asked you if there's something else that you could do to
amaze
and delight the people that do come pay the $9, $1.50 in service charges. Uh-oh, microphone's down. Matt's also standing up. Did you need a volunteer or something? Oh, we're going to play some tennis? Okay. Oh, no.
Oh,
what's happening, you guys?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's
that
talk.
That is not proper use
talk
of a tennis racket.
Okay, there we go. All right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's like a raquette with those kicks. Look at that. Wow. You know, there's easier ways to cure constipation. Look at that! Look at that!
Yeah.
Wow, what a racket! Keep it down over there.
That's not how you play tennis, folks.
Oh,
Jonathan
man.
Burns, everybody!
Thank you so much. Thank you. Be seated. Thank you.
I love that. 40 love.
Whoa. Oh. You must fell from the ramps.
When you do an act like that, how do you know when you're Wimbledon? All right. Thank you for the prizes and for the entertainment. Sure. And you should have won AGT.
Thank you. They didn't think so. But.
What is this insanely talented blind singer doing coming in and winning when you can walk through a tennis racket?
Yeah, I know. You understand what real
talent is. Yeah, yeah. I saw... Cody Lee, like, he couldn't even walk through a racquetball rack. Yeah, Cody Lee's awesome, by the way. Justin Hubble.
Yes, sir.
What do you got for the bag? I know you already gave and gave and gave to a very good cause.
Oh, yeah.
But now you also have to continue.
Sure. So
to give things as a tradition on the show.
When I did make that donation, the folks at Smile Train and Podcastathon sent me this paperweight, POG. I don't know what you want to call it. It says Podcastathon on it.
Okay.
Smile Train on the back. So that corporate trinket is...
It's a good... It makes a good noise when you drop it from a distance onto the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good weight. That's a good weight.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
It's rolling down the ramp.
Man. These ramps are going to be the death of us.
Who built this place? Jeez.
And I also brought from my favorite movie theater in Brookline, Massachusetts, the Coolidge Corner Theater, a t-shirt.
Thank you! Coolidge Corner! I gotta check that place out sometime.
Yeah, it's lovely. I'm told John Hodgman used to work there. Just that alone.
Okay.
And for my other favorite movie theater, the Brattle in Harvard Square, I have this Jim Jarmusch pin. It appears to be a limited edition, numbered on the back.
It's in a really limited condition.
Yeah.
Jim Jarmusch. I like a good Jim Jarmusch pin.
Absolutely.
Says, life has no plot. Why must films or fiction?
There's
an excuse. Yeah. I'll wear that to my next pitch meeting.
That didn't make as good a noise this time.
And just a few more things. This is a copy of The Killing Joke.
Yes!
Which they did make a movie out of from my personal collection. Read this on the plane right out here. Same author as Watchmen, in case you didn't know. Mm-hmm. Submitted without comment is a VHS copy of Jamie Foxx's Booty Call.
I refer to it as Tommy Davidson's Booty Call.
Yeah,
but,
you know, it's really the...
To each his own, of course.
But it fits with the theme of before they won Oscars, because this is the pure adrenaline edition of Point Break.
Yeah. Oh, finally a pure adrenaline edition.
All right. The garage sale is over.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This DVD's got a still gallery.
Mm-hmm. Some deleted scenes.
Just scroll
Where
through
do
those.
Extras go these days? Huh? When your movie has some extras. No one likes DVDs. Where do you see them?
You just put them out on the internet a week after your thing came out to give it all an extra little boost.
Extra extras.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, aren't there's still scenes from Zach's movie,
Between Two Ferns, the movie.
The scenes keep popping up to remind people, because Netflix is forever.
That's fun. That's a lot of fun.
You know, the movie's going to be there for a long time.
But what about the director's commentary? Where do directors get to comment now? People don't care anymore.
I think there's still... No, you're right.
Finally. I'm going to tell my wife when I get home. I was right tonight.
You did it. Dustin, what do you got?
I've got a t-shirt that says I Heart Nuggets. I think I give it away every time because I have too many of them and they don't sell at the show. So.
Yeah, it's a tough sell because people just don't want to.
They don't like nuggets.
Nuggets.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
But I've got.
Does it work for Denver chicken and weed?
Only chicken, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, it's a very specific t-shirt, Matt. No, check it out.
You can't wear it on Sundays.
No, I got it's chicken. I got the hardest thing to get into America right now. I got a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Oh. Spicy. I killed 3 people to get that tonight.
Why is it so hard to get?
I don't know. People like it, I guess. And you guys are so lucky too, because I was eating, I got 2 for me, and I was eating my first one. I got a text from Doug and I'm like, I gotta give away the Popeyes chicken. I gotta put this in the prize bag. I didn't want to, but I was like, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I didn't catch you when you had a lot of money in your hands or something.
I know. I gotta do it. You gotta do the right thing sometimes.
Oh, doesn't that hurt your throat speaking?
A little bit, yeah. sometimes.
I got some red beans and rice in my sock.
I did get red beans and rice, too.
How can you not?
They barely filled it up. Come on, Popeyes. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I put it in the refrigerator, too, so you won't get food poisoning, you know.
Yeah, eat it right away.
Yeah. Yeah, or you might. I don't know. You put it in the microwave for like 20 minutes. Yeah, or
get those pot. Yeah. Get those pot humor matches. Warm them right up.
Oh yeah. They're edible, I hear.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. You don't even have to go home before you have a hot sandwich.
Some dude burned a sandwich in the middle of Franklin.
What are you writing?
I put a little. Well, there's a mark. It says classic or spicy, and so they know which one it is. They mark, you know, spicy.
Yeah.
But I made the same mark on classic.
Uh-oh.
So when the person wins this, when they look at it tomorrow, they go, "Which one is it?"
You're like the Joker.
I hope it's not spicy. That's how it's gonna play out.
There was a mouse trap in there.
Because everyone here is so fucked up tonight, they're not gonna remember shit. That's my crowd.
Yeah, these people get high during the show, right? You bastards.
Yeah, edibles.
Edibles and vapes, man. Just stay away from vitamin E.
Clouds rising.
Oh yeah.
Some people are just doing vitamin E.
Why?
I don't even do any vitamins, just in case.
I'll do straight E, man. Yeah. I'll do E for hours. Watch a Kardashians marathon.
Yeah, just doing E, feeling yourself. Watching Magnum ice cream bar commercials.
Oh, man.
Is that every sponsor on E's for that shit?
There's a lot of Magnum ice cream bar on E. See a lot of commercials for it. It's a subliminal message, I think. I don't know.
I'm gonna smoke some magnesium. Oof. Snort a bit of red yeast rice. Fish oil. Yeah.
Oh, fish oil. I love that expression.
Lay down with fish oil.
What was the last movie you saw, Matt? Sorry to spring that on you.
I've been at documentaries lately. I think the last one I saw was that, what's it called? Echo in the Canyon, that Jacob Dylan, you know, they're talking
people
about
making
the birds.
Music in Laurel Canyon.
Yeah, that's what it was all about.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was about someone who got like lost in a canyon, like 127 hours or something at first. Yeah. That's what it sounded just like.
Echo in the Canyon. Help, help, help.
That's what I wanted it to be, just some dude yelling. But no, it was fucking Tom Petty.
Was he stuck in the
canyon? David Crosby. It was almost that boring as someone yelling into a canyon, though. Because it's pretty much like the... Because there was a lot of music, great music, created by people who are living in this specific area of Laurel Canyon. And you think you're going to watch the documentary and find out, oh, what was it about this area? But really, it was just like, hey, man, a lot of us lived up there and we're good at music. And that's the mystery at the end. But what else did I want, you know? What did I want to get from that?
In one sitting, you find out exactly what all the music was that came out of that area. And then the next time you're trying to get out to the valley quickly, mm-hmm. and it's all backed up and you're really sitting there and you're angry, you'll think of the movie and it'll make you even angrier.
I know. And then I'll go, wait, I live in the valley. What am I doing? I'm trying to get out.
Trying to get home.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man.
It's a predicament that getting to and from the valley.
Yeah, you just got to teach your children well. This is when you guys join in.
Did you see that movie in the theater where they have like those reclining seats, like the Lazy Boys?
Because I'm doing it now.
Yeah, because you're reenacting it. No, because I don't think I'd be able to stay awake during that movie if I was too comfortable.
That well, I see all movies in my bed these days. Sorry, folks, because I gotta be fucking when I'm watching a movie. And I fuck for exactly 90 minutes, so it works out.
Oh, well, all these
perfectly.
Movies, so many movies these days are over 2 hours long.
I know, it's embarrassing when I come 90 minutes into a two-hour movie, and I'm like, I'm sorry, honey. I couldn't help it. You're so sexy. Why do you can't last through these Oscars nominees?
Let's talk to Jonathan about his last movie watching experience in any format.
Yeah, I saw El Camino on Netflix.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. One clap. All right. Yeah, it was fun. I thought it was one of those movies that they could have ruined the whole thing, but it turned out all right.
Yeah, it didn't ruin our childhood or any of that noise. But it was also, it just stayed true to the thing. It was like, it was almost like the bonus episodes or something, like what Matt's talking about. Like it's just an additional feature to kind of go along with the.
It was good action. It was a good. So they didn't ruin too much of what story we might have wanted to hold on to. It was just a good action movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good fit for the Star Wars universe. I
think. Is that what Adam Driver told you on the set?
I call him Kylo, but yeah.
Do any of you guys have Disney Plus?
I got it today.
Yeah?
Yeah. I spent all day watching racist cartoons from the 20s and Mandalorian, you know?
That's mostly why people are getting it, I hear. Just for the racist cartoons from the 20s.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Steamboat Willie.
Song of the South isn't on there. But is there really racist cartoons?
That's what I hear. Okay. They're like from back in the day.
What'd you really watch?
About Mandalorian.
I watched that short with Forky from Toy Story 4.
Ah, see, I haven't seen Toy Story 4. I don't want it to get ruined, you know?
I don't think it will ruin it.
I never know.
Oh, thank you.
You okay, bro?
Sneeze.
I'm a...
You literally
just
said,
to get out of this conversation.
Achoo.
I'm tired of talking to Dustin. I'm going to pretend to sneeze.
Cough, cough, achoo.
What are you, my dad? Come on.
Cough, cough, fart, achoo.
I think I'm allergic to maybe that blood on the table over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood on the table. This
That's
is a good Doug Loves Movies.
You've obviously never killed anyone. That's a lot. You gotta get rid of it.
Was it weird, like being so, you know, just it's just scenes with just you and Adam Driver? Was that a weird experience for you?
It was, yeah, I've worked with Matt Damon before, so it was kind of on the same level, you know.
Really?
Both handsy. No, I'm just kidding. No. Great guy.
Okay, I won't bring it up again because...
Because the NDA I had to sign. Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to not bring it up again.
Oh. Okay.
The worst place to talk about these issues is a panel of all dudes.
Oh, yeah. Someone just threw something.
Somebody's going to step in.
Someone was upset over there.
Yeah. No, they're just excited about their Doug Loves Scary Movies poster.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Look at these posters.
Yeah, people really do win.
Yeah.
At Doug Loves Movies. Justin, what was the last movie you saw?
You know, I intended to have something more current, but on the plane right out here was the last movie I saw. It was Big Lebowski.
That's a great one. Great reason, you know, always a good reason to bring up Big Lebowski just to, mm-hmm. you know, anybody who still hasn't seen it, which is probably lots of whatever the generation's called now, millennials, whatever.
Now we're on to a new one.
What's that?
There's a new one now.
Is
Jaegers?
Boomy, boomy, boom, booms.
Well, the Z's have to familiarize themselves with Walter Sobchak immediately.
Well, here's a question, though. Mm-hmm. And I know you're not a lawyer, Justin, but isn't Big Lebowski as a 20th Century Fox movie? Isn't one of the one of those titles that since Disney now owns it, they're sitting on it in a vault and you can't see it like in revival houses like it's been playing for the last however many years?
As a lawyer, I don't know. As someone pretending to be a lawyer, you're absolutely right.
You played that perfectly. Dustin?
Yeah.
Same question, no.
Yeah.
What was the last movie you saw?
I saw The Mule with Clint Eastwood. Yeah, where he was a drug runner.
Now, what did
Eugene
you
Cordero.
Hope to get from that experience? Like, why did you pick The Mule?
Well, I was on the plane, and I
had some time.
Yeah.
And it was free.
You got to pick a played movie.
Yeah. And it was like right there. And I was like, ah, Clint Eastwood, you know.
Was that uncensored at all? Yeah. They take language out?
No. In fact, dude, there was like there was like two threesomes in the movie, man. Did anyone
I have heard this about.
Bro,
this movie,
that's six.
Now, but how
I'm not good with math.
And which one is the mule involved with? Which time does the mule get in?
I
don't know.
I think that's what because his balls
crawl
are
in my asshole, baby. Sneak across the border.
Like what? Clint Eastwood was a genius because there's rarely sex scenes in his films, especially the characters he plays.
Yeah.
Rarely really have sex on camera. But now that he's 80 something, he's going for it.
Yeah, he's like, I want to bang.
You never
shit.
Saw the good, the bad, and the fugly?
That
was a great joke. She left.
I mean, there's a lot of sex in Sully.
American Sniper.
Whoa, Justin.
It is getting duty up in here.
Lawyer.
Did you like it, Dustin?
Yeah, I really liked it. Yeah, every time I look at an old person now, I'm like, oh, I bet you they've got drugs on them. That's why they're walking slow because they've got a joint in their butt cheeks.
Old people definitely all have drugs on them. They're just usually in pill boxes,
like heart medication. So. Yeah. It was good though, and yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. I liked it.
It was his character as racist as he was in the other one. Gran Torino.
I think it was about equally racist. He's always like, I don't even. That's probably all just improv too. It's not even in the script.
And Mexicans over here, smell like tortillas.
They're like, well, okay, man, just go with it. He's improvising. He's a legend.
And action. He was rolling. Let's just go.
Oh, what are you talking about? I just got here. I'm eating my tamale. Jeez.
He does it at most two takes of anything.
That's what I hear.
But that's his claim to fame. Like he brags about it. Like, you know, some of his movies aren't that great.
Yeah.
Maybe a third take would have really been what it needed.
When you're 85, you can't take a third take. You don't know if you'll be around.
The third take's usually called the fun takes. He's like, no fun in my movies.
It's so old man-ish.
Yeah, but I hear, I think he like rolls in at like 9 a.m. and then wraps at 5 no matter what. Like he makes sure it's an easy shoot.
I hear Rob Reiner does that too. Like, as a director, in a cool way, is like, we're done by noon. I don't give a shit. You want to work with me? We work 6-hour days. It just sounds crazy.
I like it.
Yeah,
it
sounds crazy awesome. All right.
Hey, Rob, we'll work for you.
Someone fact check that, by the way.
We're with you. We're running a little past the point where I should be asking this, but it's my favorite question to ask everybody, and I'll throw it open to everybody, especially Justin. Do you guys do any impressions? Has anybody got a good impression they could lay on me?
And do a little Bane.
Oh no, Justin's gonna step up with some Bane. I can handle it. Go ahead, Justin.
Theatricality and deception. Powerful agents of the uninitiated.
That sounds like he's ordering drive-thru.
Of course I want fries.
Do you want anything else in that?
I would like... Look, I can't see the menu. It's in the shadows.
Anybody else? That was a good one, Justin.
Thank you.
I do Christopher Walken's dog.
Oh, I like it already.
Bow. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I like that. The two sounds of walking. Now, what made you decide to go with crawling through a tennis racket instead of that when you were on America's Got Talent?
There's always next year.
Okay. Oh, can you do that? Really? You can go back again?
Come back as an impression. No, I don't think anyone's done that.
Oh, you should do walking in the tennis racket, you know? That'd be kind of good.
Yeah.
A double thing.
Yeah, nice.
You're not going to do it. You're just being nice to me.
You should follow up and make him do it.
I'm gonna remember me, bro.
You said you were gonna do walking through the tennis racket.
What have you got, Matt?
I do impressions, just not on request.
Oh. You slip them in when nobody's expecting them. Then
yeah,
it's
I'm
going to
work
impressive.
Them in later, and then you guys will go, oh, fuck!
I want to do an impression of you doing that.
Fuck!
Nailed it.
Yeah. You guys didn't know, but that was a perfect John McEnroe not agreeing with a call.
If you were holding the tennis racket, maybe
yeah,
that
that's what I was.
Dustin,
I do. Yes, I do an Aquaman. Hey.
Okay. Oh shit.
Hey, what's up, guys? Oh. What's up,
wow, it's a visual.
Just got back from Long John Silver's. Wow, it was really awesome, bro. Yeah.
I can't get
I like
enough
Red
of
Lobster,
that.
Dude.
That's so great.
I have a linguine from Ratatouille as well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the Twins remake when they do that, man. Gotta get in on that. Me and Momoa, you know?
Oh, that is a good idea. But you know, the joke of Twins was that they didn't look anything alike.
Are you sure?
He repitches
pretty
it.
Sure, yeah.
This time, they look alike.
They do look kind of alike.
They're twins who look alike.
They're similar looking dudes who went down different paths.
But they're both really good looking.
Oh, they both have that glorious hair.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's an expensive conditioner, bro. $60.
Well, all I can say when I see you do that impression is give me Momoa. Who else do you do?
I don't know. That's pretty much it. Just yeah.
What about like Belushi? You could probably do eyebrows. Yeah, you could probably Belushi it. Oh, there they go. Yeah. All right.
You're a little Jack Black.
Oh, Jack Black, yes. Do it into the microphone. Because the voice is good.
I got to do the head, too.
But the listeners don't care about the
head. We got to go rock, bro. We got to go. No. It's always a no.
Ned Schneebly is one of my favorite names ever. All right, this is the part where I say, let the games begin! Gentlemen, we've got name tags, 10 of them. One's on a phone. I need you to each go select which one you'd like to play on behalf of today, and they might win all the prizes. Okay. Pick somebody that looks smart, because you might need their help later. I've said too much. We'll be right back.
Ho, 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 everybody. It's that time of year again. 12 Guests of Christmas, East and West Coast editions are coming up. Which coast will be the most fun? New York City, Sunday, December 1st at 8 o'clock at the good old Gramercy on 23rd and Lex. And Los Angeles on Thursday, December 12th at 8 o'clock at Largo at the Coronet on La Cienega near Beverly. All your favorite guests and some new surprises. Go to DougLovesMovies.com for tickets, and may all your Christmases be wider than a mile. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. That was very exciting. Very, very heated exchange.
Doug, I have to say something about last time I got a sign.
Yes, sir.
I was on here with Foley, Dave Foley, last time, mm-hmm. and he had, if you remember, someone put like one of those $150 Dosets on there. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a nice pen.
And he was like, weed pen. Dave's like, I don't smoke. Bastard, you. He gave it to me. Yeah. I took that home. It didn't work.
What?
Oh, man. I knew something was fishy. It was too good to be true.
So you think they intentionally gave away a broken...
Oh, yeah.
Or a already empty vape pen?
It wasn't empty. That was the thing, though. That's what it was.
It was just broke.
It was just broke.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, that was a bummer. And I was going to give that to my daughter.
Who are you playing on behalf of this time? Did they tape anything to the name tag?
That's the only reason I grabbed it. Joshua Rabbit. Joshua. I don't know what to say.
And what was glued to it? A bunch of candy.
Tons of candy.
Yeah, okay.
No weed this time, though. Looks like some butter or something. What is butter? This? I don't know.
Put like a cube of butter on there, Joshua?
Jelly?
What is that? It's honey mustard from... Hot mustard. For dunking your nuggets.
Oh, it could go with the sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, was this meant for him because of the nuggets?
No. How would he know that?
But it's just
that was gonna happen.
But it's just all candy and then just hot mustard. There's a little something odd about that.
It's not like you're eating candy.
You go, I wish I had a little hot mustard to put
in. He's the most interesting house to go to on his block. The kids are excited. Maybe one of us will get the hot sauce.
Who wants the hot mustard tonight? All right, kids, stay away from that man. What? I mostly have candy, but 1 out of 10 kids gets a little hot mustard.
Sir, the costume, I get the hockey mask, but the no pants, I've never seen that before. Which character is that supposed to be?
Doug Benson fan. Let's do it, Joshua Rabbit. Too bad I know nothing about movies.
Jonathan's playing for Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah, and your head is the end O.
Yeah, Volcano. I'm the O in Volcano.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Mm. Which you played in the original, right?
Mm-hmm. I was the O.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I'm playing for Joe. Joe.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
Do you have a fondness of that particular movie? Is that why you picked it?
I don't know if I've ever seen this movie.
Oh, it's a good one.
I do like a Tom Hanks, and I've seen many of the others, but
it's good.
Yeah,
it's very odd.
Yeah, it's got an oddness to it.
Top 5 Volcano movies.
For mm-hmm. sure.
It's up there with Dante's mm-hmm. Peak and Volcano.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even put Volcano in the top 5 Volcano movies.
Are there even 5 Volcano movies?
Krakatoa, East of Java. Beverly Hills Ninja. Momoa has a volcano, right?
I think so, yeah.
Might as well.
It's in pre-production.
Pompeii. Yeah, sure. Pompeii.
Isn't Mothra born?
Hercules.
Godzilla from a volcano.
But yeah, Dante's Peak, that's the one. That's the movie if you want to see an old lady wade into lava.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right, though.
It's rough.
Grandma, yeah.
Ooh, it's bad.
That was tough watching as a kid. I remember thinking, like, looking at my grandma, like, I hope you don't die in a volcano, Nana. But if you do, that'd be fucking cool, you know. I'm just saying, old people can go out a lot of ways. That's...
Yeah. It's usually virgins, though, so.
Yeah. So Joe versus the volcano.
Thank you. Justin, who you got?
Yeah, I have Steve and Tiffany's Infinite Playlist. And I believe Steve is here tonight.
Mm-hmm. And, on behalf of Tiffany.
Yeah, it appears y'all newlyweds?
No, like 2 years.
Okay. 2 years.
Yeah.
Where is she tonight?
She's at home watching Disney.
She's got she's got her hobbies, and he has his hobbies coming to see this.
Mm. You've diverged that soon after the marriage.
Has she ever come with you? Has she ever come with you to a show?
She came once, but there was complications with the tickets.
She came once, and there was
ticket complications. So that's what. So now she'll never come again because she's terrified of complications.
It's just not her cup of tea.
It's not her cup of tea.
Mm. You say ticket complicate. It sounds like one of the tickets died. There's been a complication with your ticket.
It was a printing issue.
I see your last name Straw. Has there been like a big blowback since the straws are like banned in most cities now? Is that?
That is a very incisive question.
There's not. Okay. Well, okay.
Well, look for that blowback. You don't want to miss it when blowback happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially from your wife.
Dustin, who are you playing?
You will not
for?
See that joke on Disney Plus, folks.
You will not.
I was trying to figure out something with Straw and blowback, but I couldn't figure it out. Straw, okay, I got it. Jose and the Pussycats.
Yeah. I'm filling in for Tara Reid on that poster.
I like
Sam
that.
Sam Levine is Rosario Dawson.
Wow, you should go blonde, Doug. I feel like that's a good look.
I think
you.
It wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
I think I could get away with it.
Or at least get cat ears, you know, like in this.
Yeah, I guess that's a more temporary option. Because you're not talking about surgery to actually have cat ears.
No, well, I was thinking more of the Ariana
You mean
Grande.
Like those kind, those fun novelty ones you put on.
Not like the cat's ears. That trailer's freaky, huh? My God.
Oh, cats?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what... I every time I watch it, I'm transfixed because I just don't know why it would appeal to anyone.
Yeah, I'm like...
I could barely... sit through the Broadway play to imagine as a come. Did you go?
There's always a cat person.
There's cats in my face.
That's Mr. Mistopheles is in the audience right now.
Mr. Mistopheles.
Is that how
perfect
it goes?
Perfect impression of Mr. Mistopheles.
There
I was
going to
do it earlier, but I said it'll come out later organically.
I love Broadway. Yeah, but it's funny you call cats a play.
Okay, it's a musical.
It's a musical with purring. Yeah. No, it's okay. It, you know, it's as a live experience, I didn't hate it. I mean, I saw it a long time ago, so I probably dislike it more now. But that movie, holy shit. They're weird cat butts. It's just weird.
Yeah.
Should be rated R. I mean, everyone's thinking what I'm thinking, right?
Cat yep. sex.
Yep.
I don't think they have any cat sex in it. I mean, they didn't in the Broadway show. They just humped random audience members.
They did that in Hedwig, too. So I got humped, I know.
Somebody ran up and humped you during Hedwig in the
opening scene. They do like a lap dance.
I think they do that in Hamilton too, actually.
All right, people making musicals, that's hack now. Stop humping people in the audience. Think of something else. Like throw ping pongs at them. That would be fun. There's one seat in the house that a bunch of ping pongs get dumped on. That would be fun. Getting back to my candy.
Let's play some games. Let's start with, this is something called Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb game. And I, you know, particularly enjoy this game because IMDb. Thank you very much. You know how everybody on IMDb has on their page, they have a best known for and some sort of strange algorithm will pick four projects, usually movies, sometimes TV, that person was associated with.
I'm very angry about mine.
Why? What's your best known for?
It was something like, I don't know if it still is, but it was, I did a video like right when people were starting to make videos about my... And this is when MySpace existed, and I made one about MySpace Tom. And for the longest time, it was known for MySpace Tom video.
Yeah, well, you could get, I guess, an IMDb Pro and pay money and then go in and fix your profile.
I think I asked my agents about it, and they're like, no, you're MySpace Tom forever until you win an Oscar.
That's where I know you from.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try to put it together.
Yeah. Colin Firth.
Okay, so I'm going to read, slowly read somebody's top four according to IMDb, and go ahead and buzz in with your own name when you think you know who it is. And if you get in there too early and guess the wrong name, then it's going to be -1 point for you. Oh. So be careful about that. Bonus points for additional movies you can name after you've buzzed in and answered correctly. Yeah.
Okay. I can't say.
Have you played this before, Matt?
No, I haven't.
Do you want to practice buzzing in?
I'm not. Matt.
Yeah, very good.
Buzzer works.
Some people with more than one syllable in their name think that they're at a disadvantage because it takes them longer to say your name. But it's just the first person that makes a noise.
Mm-hmm. Like if my name was William.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Matt, I go for
Matt
Bill.
Matt will kick your ass. You say William and I'll say Matt. Check it out.
Okay, someone has to count.
Hang on, I got a Fitbit. I can put this on my
Fitbit. How many steps is there in this bit?
Okay, and go.
William!
Shit, you were so fast.
It was 0.35 as well.
So fast, Matt.
I'm the Usain Bolt of saying names.
Okay, so you'll say William. What are you going to say, Jonathan?
I'll go John.
Okay, yeah, good. That's quick.
I'll stick with Justin.
Justin's going to go Justin. Dustin, I'm going to need you to change it up because they're so similar. Justin and Dustin.
Jason Momoa?
Yeah, that's good. You say Jason Momoa and make one eyebrow go up.
Yeah, bro. Fish.
He just says fish at some point like that.
Fish. It's my three things. I love fighting, fucking, and fish. Yes! Fucking Aquaman.
Wow, those DC movies are really dark. Who's best known for on IMDb starts with A Walk to Remember?
Walk to Remember, that movie.
The next title is Tangled.
Oh, I do remember that.
Ooh.
John,
what do you got?
Mandy Moore?
Mandy Moore is correct, sir.
I forgot the rules for a second. I thought he was just guessing John.
Like, just remember John, no way. It's just
is John in those John. Movies?
John that movie.
John might be a prolific actor. All right, so Jonathan gets one for that, and there's two more in the best known four. If you can name one or both of them, you get extra points.
And it can be TV sometimes, right?
It can be.
I'm going to go This Is Us, and I don't know what else she's been in. She was in This Is Us 2. T-O-O.
Episode 2?
Yeah.
Strangely, I don't know why this happened. No, This Is Us, and her best known for.
Uh-huh.
Is clearly very much her best known for. But they went with Saved! Exclamation point.
Oh, that was.
And Chasing Liberty. That around that time there was two competing Daughter of the President movies. Yeah. And she was in the one that didn't have Michael Keaton.
And what's Saved? Is that a cannibal movie?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that also a competing movie at the time? Like soccer team eating each other.
Oh, Alive.
Yeah. See?
I don't think Mandy Moore has been around that long. All right, so that means that Jonathan is on the board with 1 point, but this is still anybody's game.
Oh, my God, this is exciting.
It's unbearable. Next round. Who's best known for begins with a film called Far From Heaven? And then the next one is...
It's just like a walk to remember.
The Day After Tomorrow.
Ah, that's Thursday. Daniel Craig, so Matt.
Matt says Daniel Craig.
Is that not a...
That is not a...
James Bond movie.
Oh, it does sound like it, Day After Tomorrow. But
The Day After Tomorrow.
Tomorrow Never Dies is what we're what you would be looking for in a James Bond title. So that's -1 for you, Matt.
No, I'm in a hole.
You can get out of this. You can get out of this. The third Day title, Frequency.
Jason Momoa.
Jason, did you get in ahead of Justin?
I think it was close.
It was tight.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid is correct.
Yeah, man.
There he is on the board. Now you get one shot at an extra point.
All right.
If you could name the one other Dennis Quaid opus.
Was it the insurance commercials? He's good.
Those are interesting commercials.
Yeah.
He has to run around, do a bunch of things.
He's like, hey, I'm Dennis Quaid.
All one take, or looks like it. But that's not it. That's not on there.
Yeah.
That's your only guess?
You know, Dennis Quaid.
He did a movie with our friend Topher Grace called In Good Company.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. ScarJo was in that as well.
Yes.
You may have heard of her.
Yes.
My favorite of all the characters in The Lion King. 1 point for Dustin, 1 point for Jonathan. Matt's in the hole. Justin's all right. Right there in the middle.
Oh, man, I'm freaking out. My fucking heart rate on my Fitbit is insane right now.
Oh, man.
What does it say, like 98, 99?
Let's see here. 3 minutes ago, it was at 92. I'll give you an update. Okay.
I was so focused on how much I liked the candy that I'm not pulling through with the answers. I'm so sorry. I'm going to shout something out early in this round.
I should have mentioned at the top of the show we have a new feature on the program. We can hear the thoughts of my guests.
Guest commentary. Just when you thought DVD extras were gone. What's the guest thinking during the show?
Why'd I give away that sandwich?
Man, I bet he could have taped more candy to this poster.
Okay, who's best known for starts with The Dark Knight? Oh, and a theme emerges, usually. The Dark Knight is the first title.
Bad movie.
Ooh. The second title is Thank You for Smoking.
Justin.
Who is it, Justin?
Aaron Eckhart.
That is correct. Yay! Justin is on the board.
Yes. Thank you.
Great work, Justin. You get two more shots at extra points for the films of Aaron Eckhart.
Something about wine.
Okay, let me look and see. No, I don't see
I'll
that
say,
here.
I'll say Battle Los Angeles.
Saddle?
Battle.
Battle? Oh, Battle Los Angeles?
Yeah.
No.
The Saddle for Los Angeles.
Saddle Los Angeles.
Everybody jump on. We're getting
Climb
out of
on.
Here.
I want to see Something About Wine with Tommy Davidson.
Any other guesses?
Something where he's cooking. Tough. Yeah, I don't have any AX.
In the Company of Men, that's sort of the movie that exposed us to him initially. He played a real creepy dude.
Oh, like us right now.
Yeah. Wait, what? And then he's one of the scientists that tries to go to the middle of the Earth in The Core.
They always try to do it. Never
they get there.
Why doesn't count as a volcano movie just because it has magma and lava in it, though.
It's arguable, though. I don't know.
It doesn't erupt.
If I see a volcano movie with no magma,
I mean,
what the
if
fuck?
We're talking magma, we'll just put it on the list of magma movies.
I want to see a
we
volcano
won't put
finish.
It on the volcano list.
I disagree. I think that's just too on the nose. I like a subtle lava movie where you have to go to the magma.
Oh, no. I like a Peter North fucking volcano. Slinging magma left and right. Like the apocalypse.
That's what I liked in my 20s. I grew out of that.
What a horrible excuse. Don't worry about it. It's just magma. Anyway. This is our final round, unless we need a tiebreaker. We might need a tiebreaker because you guys...
Oh, man.
We got a three-way tie going, and Matt Best...
I could still pull this out if I got it right and named four movies.
Oh, yeah. Well, movies. That would be overkill. You don't even need that much. You just need... You need to get it right and name two more.
Okay, it's going to be someone from the Company of Men.
To tie, you just need two. The first title is The Phantom of the Opera.
Another musical.
The Phantom of the Opera is here.
Think of me.
Blow your mind.
Oh, fuck.
What? Oh, man. Somebody yelled out. Oh, fuck.
Oh, that was. Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, I just really blew him away.
He was really impressed. Steve's got something to put on his playlist. Wow.
You have something to tell your wife about tonight. You gotta come, honey.
Tiffany, guess what's for breakfast? Do it again? I missed it. What'd you do?
No, it's so perfect the first time. No way. Okay.
I guess I'll just have to go back and listen to it.
Play the tape.
I just keep looking at this guy in the hoodie in the front row, and I'm just thinking, wondering if E.T. got back safely. He had such a trying to get E.T. back home look. Okay. The second title, the first one was Phantom of the Opera. Okay. Second title, Hard Candy. Oh, says the audience.
I love candy.
Hard, though? Hard candy?
Not as much.
Maybe a Jolly Rancher, but it's never a fucking Jolly Rancher. It's always just like old person hard candy.
Yeah, that's why you gotta dip it in
hot mustard.
Just dip it in a little hot mustard. It makes it not so hard. That's the secret. Stay away from my children, sir. What? I'm telling them the secret to hard candy.
Matt,
it's not even Halloween.
Matt, if you get this one on the next, if you get it on the next one and then name one more movie, the person is, then you will create a four-way tie.
That's definitely happening.
Yeah. The third title is Insidious.
Jason Momoa.
What do you got, Jason?
Gosh, I know Thomas Patrick. Patrick Thomas?
No.
Patrick Wilson?
You're in the ballpark. You gotta buzz in first, though.
Matt Besser. William Patrick Wilson.
Patrick Wilson is correct.
Damn it.
Oh, out of nowhere! You thought I was out of it!
What did I say?
You thought I was just... You say unfair. Fuck you. Who are you? You thought I was checked out with the candy. Patrick Wilson.
Okay, so if you could name one more Patrick Wilson joint, then you will make it a four-way tie.
Actually, I'm a huge fan of his.
This is extremely exciting.
Wasn't he in The Haunting? I'm going to say that, The Haunting.
We're all judging you quietly.
Is he not in that?
Well,
The Haunted.
It depends on what you mean by that. That's the tricky thing about game shows.
Oh. He was in some fucking movie where him and his wife had a ghost in the house.
Insidious?
Oh, I remember the title.
Insidious?
We have a ghost in the house.
Insidious?
Jojo Rabbit.
That's the new title for Ghost Dad. They just changed it to We Have a Ghost in the House. And they Bill Cosby's cut in from the movie entirely, so it's just people walking around talking about a ghost you never see.
Oh, it gets really sad. Who picked you up from practice, Dad?
It just looks like an insane family.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm not good.
Yeah, you were really, it was really exciting because
I
think you're on to exactly what it is, but you just don't have the right title.
It's called like the haunted house. I hated the movie. I turned it off.
What do they have going on there? Like, it's sort of a haunting?
Didn't I say the haunting? Didn't I say that?
I think you said that, but I said something different.
The haunting?
Yeah. That's not right either. It's something like that, though. I mean, I'm looking right at it. I guess I should just go ahead and say it's the Conjuring. Conjuring.
I was trying to conjure that name.
You knew what you were talking about. You just didn't know the name.
What was that movie where he ended up? Wasn't he like a pedophile or something? What was his first
Hard
movie?
Hard Candy. He's Ellen Page ties him up because he was a pedophile.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
That wasn't his first movie though. What was his first big one?
People in the audience have opinions. Angels in America.
That's what I'm thinking.
I thought you said Angels in the Outfield. I'm like, how fucking old is this guy? Like,
he was a little boy.
Yeah, that was the first time I saw him, and it was early Louise Parker, Mary Louise Parker, and Justin Kirk was in there. That Angels in America movie is really good.
Mm-hmm. The one on HBO, right?
Yeah. It's a good show too. I saw it again on Broadway the last time they revived it with Nathan Lane.
I didn't know it wasn't a comedy, and I got kicked out of the live one.
It's got funny parts. It's not entirely serious. Okay.
I was like, when is someone gonna hump my leg?
All right, so we need to find a winner, and Matt's the only one that's out of this at this point.
I got one. Oh, I'm zero now.
Yeah, you're up to zero, so that's not going to do it. We're going to do a tiebreaker between Dustin, Justin, and Jonathan Thursdays on ABC.
Three guys who know a little bit about movies forced to live together.
I'm the messy one.
I live in a suitcase.
Bro, what are you doing in my suitcase? I put my chicken sandwiches in here. What the fuck? Justin's like,
I call Top Bunk.
Now I know why you have that red wallet. You couldn't fit in it. Now you're giving it away, right? Tiebreaker.
How long did you have to be in that suitcase?
A few minutes.
Yeah, does that matter? Like, could you be in there for a really long time, or would you have trouble getting out because your legs would fall asleep or something?
You sort of lose oxygen after a while. Like, I get all steamed up. Like,
right.
So I can breathe out of it, out of the zipper, but.
That really did trick everybody when Terry Crews pulled the suitcase out. Like, the judges were genuinely surprised.
The
whole person got out of there.
Yeah, they weren't expecting that.
A tall person too. It's like makes it even more amazing. It's not like you're small.
Yeah. They just thought Terry was heading to the airport. Like, the show just started.
I could just see Simon just being like, what the fuck is Terry? Why with the goddamn luggage?
There's a dressing room.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
And then you pop out. Boy, did he feel dumb. Mm.
Yeah.
Felt foolish.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite judge?
My favorite judge? Howie was lovely.
He enjoyed you the most.
He seemed to be... happy about me.
He likes a winning smile.
Yeah.
I like Ruth. I'm more of a Ruth Bader.
Of all the judges, she's probably your number one.
Yeah.
I think a little more important to America. Whatever.
Yeah, Judy's up there.
Yeah, Judge Judy is pretty.
She's up there.
Pretty important. All right. I'm glad we settled that. This is going to determine the winner. This is how fastly the time has gone. Our time is almost up.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get home and eat this candy.
Which one are you going to eat first? Which is your favorite of the candies?
Oh, on the way home, I'm going to eat one of the sucking candies.
That's a that made call. Everybody very unhappy.
And invited what to a it? Chocolate it? Rise. Why are you doing I enter that voice? House.
Why are you being so creepy about your sucking candy?
Because it's all going to be in my mouth. I'm going to put like two or three in there at the same time, different flavors. And then I'm going to put the whole hot mustard in there. Just squeeze it into my mouth. And just suck on it. And then give my wife a big kiss when I walk in the door. Say, I'm king of the podcast. Honey, let's have sex while we watch a movie.
Oh, I should remind you, Matt, that you're not in this now. No. You've just set it up. So, first one of you.
That was a hard
Don't
one.
Don't focus on me, guys. You're in it to win it. Don't be distracted.
All right, so between Dustin, Justin, and Jonathan, whoever, you know, buzzes in first and gets it right is going to win this thing.
Oh, man.
And the theme has emerged. We got Mandy Moore, Dennis Quaid, Aaron Eckhart, Patrick Wilson, and this final one, whose top four begins with True Detective. Second title, this will give it away. The People versus Larry Flint.
Justin.
Justin!
Woody Harrelson.
That is correct! Wow. Justin is our winner! That was really close. For no extra points, they also included Natural Born Killers and the first Zombieland. Yeah, good for keeping those Hunger Games out of your top four, Woody. If you are listening, Woody. Shia LaBeouf says hi to everybody, by the way. He's a fan of Douglas movies. I know, right? He's been a couple of times, I guess. And
so, no way. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. He gave me his number.
What is it?
4.
It's 1-800-HONEY-BOY.
I don't know about that.
I think you get him if you call 1-800-HONEY-BOY.
1-900-HONEY-BOY.
Yeah. Oh, is that the right?
I think so.
I don't know how those work anymore. I didn't know they still did those things. But so, Steve, congratulations. You got some stuff to bring home to Tiffany. There you go, dude. And
this ahead, dude, this is going to be a reason for her to come to the show next time. All this loot.
Yeah, all that great stuff.
That's not my cup of tea. Next, that's not my cup of tea either. Not
oh,
my
yeah,
cup
you
of
should
tea.
Tell her before not she opens it there's no cups of tea in there.
Dude, you got to bring give her a cup of tea. Finally, and then a cup of tea.
I definitely throw it at her and say, here's your fucking cup of tea.
And she's like, that's not my cup of tea. That's someone else's cup of tea. Where's my cup of tea?
It's always semantics with Tiffany. What do you got to plug? I know you got pot humor.
That's it, Bubba.
That's it. Matt
I'll tell you
Besser,
what I'm going to do,
pot
though.
Pot humor. Do
pot,
it.
Pot humor. Go to mattbesser.com to find links to all those VODs. And to the studio audience, I'm going to give everybody a May I Help You Dumbass CD on the way out. If you're going to get my special, I'll sit right here and give you a CD if you
okay,
still have one
so
of those players.
Okay, so this is, you know, you got to be honest about this. And you get one
yeah,
of those
gentleman's
if you're
going to
buy the special. And the special costs $79.95. And you can pay for it in installments.
Yeah, but you do get a bag of weed sent to you, so there you go. And candy.
It all works out.
Everyone gets candy.
Jonathan Burns, what's your Twitter name?
At Flexible Comedy.
Flexible Comedy, there you go. Me.
Yeah, and you get flexiblecomedy.com is my website.
Cool.
If you can't remember that, you can check out flexisexy.com.
Whoa.
That's the easiest to remember.
Yeah, both with Y's. Not, don't use an I in there. That's... No, that's not me. You'll realize pretty quick that's not me. But yeah, I'm touring around doing shows as well. Coming up at the beginning of 2020, I'll be opening up for a dog show called Mutts Gone Nuts. They're rescue dogs that do unbelievable tricks. We perform at theaters all over the East Coast.
I've got to go see Mutts Gone Nuts.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, it's the top of the show. Awesome. I crawl out of a small dog crate.
That's weird. I'm doing a show too. Like,
I thought you
just
say you crawled out of a dog.
It's Matt with a bunch of dogs that have rabies. It's not as cute.
It's real death defying.
I take them out behind my house and I
really?
Shoot them.
It's like it's like Old Yeller live.
Yeah. Oh. If you hate dogs, come dogs. See my show.
Dogs.
Our show's very dogs. Different. Yes.
Well, that sounds super fun, and thank you for doing this show.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Yeah. And Justin Hubble, you spent all that money to be here. You came all the way across the country, special trip. I do appreciate that. What would you plug?
Doug, I would just encourage people to support art and artists. Keep whatever mediums they love alive. And
That's very sweet.
Otherwise, thanks to you, Jimmy Pardo, and Smile Train. This was a lot of fun. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Did you meet Matt Belknap? You know, he's here doing the sound.
I didn't.
But you know him, right? I mean, you haven't heard him on Podcastathon? He's that other voice. It's not Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
There you go. San Jose this Saturday on go to DougLovesMovies.com for more information and details and whatnot.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Wow. Yeah.
Yep, that's the whole thing. Dustin, what do you got to plug?
I DustinIbarra.com, my name. I'm going to be on tour. I'm going to Texas and a bunch of other places, Vegas. You know, the big spots.
Yeah, let's meet up somewhere out on the road.
Let's do it, man.
Yeah, so fun to, always fun to see you. One more time for all of my guests, Matt Besser, Jonathan Burns, Justin Hubble. And Dustin Ibarra. As always, positive energy!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug.